Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. If you're just joining me, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And if you're watching on Civic Media's YouTube channel, you can watch me struggle with my little spot camera every time I come back after the top of the hour break. But there I am, and there you are.
You're back.
We're back. I've got Tom Polsiewicz with me. He is a Navy vet, a two-time congressional candidate, and a small business owner. We've been talking about Donald Trump abandoning 85 years of American foreign policy baseline principles to fight against dictators and authoritarians, those that choose to oppress entire groups of people because of who they are, those that kill political enemies, those that assassinate journalists. That's generally been accepted amongst American presidents and foreign policy folks as bad, and supporting NATO, the strongest military alliance in the history of the world, as good. In the last 10 days, Donald Trump has abandoned those principles and has aligned himself, as Tom likes to say, very transactionally with Vladimir Putin, because Vladimir Putin will do things that helps Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky.
And he's loyal.
And he's loyal to Trump. And that Zelensky refuses to turn over 50% of all of Ukraine's mineral assets to the United States, so Donald Trump is punishing him.
Yes.
We had sort of concluded that conversation, Tom. We were going to move on and talk a little bit about the courts, which is related, and we'll get there. But we had a veteran give us a call. He's on the line. It's Teddy from Appleton, and he vehemently disagrees with you and I. So, Teddy from Appleton, sir, you have the floor, and let me begin by thanking you for your service.
You're welcome. Boy, that was one word salad of an introduction about what Donald Trump has done. If you talk about abandonment, it brings to mind Joe Biden's first military strategy of that embarrassing withdrawal from Afghanistan.
According to the terms of an agreement that...
That's not how you do a military withdrawal. I was in for 10 years.
Then what was Donald Trump doing negotiating a specific exit plan and timing that couldn't be met?
We don't have troops or equipment there. That's something you seem to forget.
Donald Trump
Wait a minute.
Go ahead, Tom.
I thought we wanted to talk about President Trump. So let's talk about President Trump.
Yes, I said I disagree with your take on his abandonment of whatever you call relations.
So what part do you disagree with?
Let me finish.
Okay.
Then you can respond, please, because we are having a discourse, I believe.
Yes.
Not a lecture. Okay. I don't have a problem getting two conflicting sides together, whether you meet with them together or separately, and you be the go-between. Joe Biden just pulled out of Afghanistan, leaving lots of equipment, taxpayer dollars. That was an embarrassing slap in the face to many of my fellow veterans, including myself. So before you get on this diatribe about poo-poo Donald Trump, look what is actually done by Joe Biden.
Can I just say this, Teddy?
Let me hear the Navy guy first.
Hang on a second, Tom. First of all, sir, there is an underlying tone of misogyny to the way that you are interacting with me. I will not have it on my radio show.
I will
allow you to say whatever you would like to say, and I will allow Tom to say whatever he would like to say, but I will not be shushed by a caller, no matter your age or gender, especially not in that tone of voice. So having said that, in the spirit of generosity, I'm going to bow out of this conversation. I'm going to let you and Tom finish it, but please do not do that again, sir.
You'll hear from me again sometime.
Please go ahead, Tom.
All right, so we're talking about President Trump. Now you've talked about President Biden. Now let's talk about President Trump.
No. I gave you my reasons. Now you tell me what we have abandoned over there. Equipment. Why are we talking about abandonment?
We're talking about what is happening with NATO, and we're talking about what's happening
relations. I said abandonment of troops and money.
No, we're talking about how
her introduction.
Okay, I'm lost, but I just want to go to, do you agree with what Donald Trump is doing with Russia and Ukraine
yes,
at
do.
This point? Okay, and what point do you agree with?
When you bring conflicting sides to a peace negotiation, you can do it together, you do it separately, and you be the go-between. That's still in process, the last time I checked. Okay.
And what are your expectations for this process?
Well, let it play out. They're still working on the terms.
Okay. Do you agree with the way Donald Trump is doing it?
But I said our last great commander-in-chief, Joe Biden, was an...
Yeah, but we're not talking about Joe Biden. We're talking about Donald Trump. Do you agree with the way Donald Trump is handling the negotiations?
A embarrassment to veterans and those who have served. We had a commander-in-chief the last 4 years that was a total embarrassment.
Okay, and we're not getting anywhere. All you want to do is talk about Joe Biden. Joe Biden's not president anymore.
Well,
Donald Trump is president. So you either we can either talk about Donald Trump or we can talk about something else.
Let's talk about the great Donald Trump. He won in a landslide.
I'm done with this.
Well, we're not.
I'm done with this. Yeah. And I'm going to say this again. I just want to say this to Mr. Teddy and Appleton.
Right.
I am so exhausted by the whataboutisms and the inability of conservatives who support Donald Trump today to talk about what he's doing today. You say you want a peace negotiation. Great. A peace negotiation isn't saying to Russia, yeah, we're going to give you the territory that you want in Ukraine, which has been Donald Trump's position. A peace negotiation involves all parties. They haven't even indicated that they're going to sit down with Ukraine, sir. A peace negotiation does not have the leader of the free world, who you call a great military leader, calling our ally a dictator. A peace negotiation isn't the leader of the free world, who you think is a great military leader, extorting one of our allies like he did in his first term. So can we talk about the fact that NATO feels abandoned, Ukraine feels abandoned, and the entire Western alliance is concerned that Donald Trump will not stand by our obligations to our allies in Europe? So for the point of an argument, let's say Biden did a terribly bad job in Afghanistan. My question to you, sir, then, is so what now?
Right.
So what now about Trump's rhetoric? I mean, it's
right. But Maggie, I got to say, and I'm glad you called him out for exactly what he is. But I think it's important to say that the most frustrating part is there's this idea about Trump derangement syndrome. There's really this whole Biden backlash idea that everything, we cannot talk about what's happening without talking about what happened. And it's all through this view of this disinformation and Fox News and none of it. Like, you can't have a real conversation. I literally tried to have a conversation, and he didn't want to have one because he didn't want to talk about the present. He wanted to talk about the past. And that's the most frustrating part.
Cam from Appleton, and then I'm going to go to the text lines. If you want to get your 2 cents, nickel, dime, or quarter in, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Cam from Appleton, you're up next.
Hey, guys. I personally don't carry cash on me, so nickels, dimes, those are foreign to me. But listening to Teddy, I'm not surprised by what he said. I'm not trying to turn it into some, like, switch the topic to all, like, the misogyny stuff, but I think I am more frustrated by the way that he talked than what he said, because what he said just isn't surprising anymore. What is frustrating from what he said, though, is claiming that Biden made a mistake. Yeah, Afghanistan's pullout could have been so much better. And have I had service before? No, I've never participated in service. But it's like he wants to complete these people completely ignore previous facts. They want to stop and cherry pick the history to the point that they can complain about, but then cut you off completely and add some random threat of "you'll be hearing from me again." Do you forget that people can just hang up on you? I don't. What century do you live in?
It's all of a whole, because we'll get to the fact that these people don't want to hear from women, right? Like, there is a fundamental guiding principle in all of this. You see it at CPAC. You see it in the brosphere online. He literally, Teddy should have just said to me, little lady, I've heard about enough from you. I want to talk to this other man who served.
I want to talk to the white man who's a veteran. Yeah, exactly.
Right. John from West Dallas, a veteran. You served in Vietnam on the text line. I'm done with Teddy, too.
Yep.
And this is Donald Trump, the guy with the bone spurs that dodged his service obligations. What is it, 4 times?
But Maggie, this is and this keeps bouncing around in my head. The idea that Democrats don't do good messaging is, how do you message against someone that we just talked to? What's the message that can break through that? It would take me hours to convince him to have a conversation, let alone convince him that he might be using the wrong facts.
And
that would take a long time.
Ooh, Tom, you're breaking up just a little bit. We'll have Tom back in just a second. Eric from Madison, you're up. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Maggie. The Navy guy asserted that Trump won by a landslide. So I wonder what kind of drugs he's on, because Trump got a little over 32% of the vote. Harris got a little under 32%, which means, number one, that he eked out a win, and number two, that 67% of people did not even vote for Trump.
Yeah, you're right on point, Eric. I've done this math with a number of conservative callers. There's something in the ballpark of like 268 million voting age Americans. Look at the numbers. Can you do the math? It's not even close to half. It's somewhere around like 30-ish percent. Like Eric was saying, that is not a landslide. What that is disengagement, because people feel like their voice doesn't matter. And turning over the keys of our federal government and slashing VA benefits because a billionaire overlord tells you to ain't going to restore faith in our institutions. We're going to take a brief breath. I'm going to continue to take your calls. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We'll also go to the text lines after these brief messages. We'll get Tom P. back, and the great discussion continues.